7:20, we have a new version of the Bears song. Good morning, Dan Hampton. Did you like that?
Wow. Hey, you know what? It was a car wreck. And, you know, I got to tell you, we have this lovely engagement every Monday morning after the Bears games. And I was thinking last night, I said, I don't know what I could tell you that it hasn't been already said about that catastrophe. And we, I was thinking, I remember I watched this documentary on JFK. This is a Zapruder film. If I was George McCaskey, I would tell Matt Nagy, get everybody together. We're all going to go in the room and watch this thing together. And you know, something has to happen. We cannot there has to be accountability in all these things. OB and I talk about on a weekly basis. Well, if it doesn't come to bear now, you know, this thing could go from bad to worse. And like I said, the Zapruder film has nothing on this.
You know what? I was thinking also over the weekend, what are we going to talk about with you on Monday morning? We can go over the White Sox chances if you like.
You know. Well, obviously that story's got a pretty good feel good story to it. I got to remind everyone that Cleveland, you know, is not the defending Super Bowl champion or anything. I mean, they're a good team, but they're not without flaws. And, you know, for a long time, our defense kept us in it. It's insidious how this head coach continues to persist in this ruse that he is a good offensive coordinator after what we saw happen yesterday. I mean, we don't have a bunch of really bad players. This may be the best receiver group that the Bears have ever had in one time. This may be, one of the top six running backs the Bears have ever had in their history. I'm just saying. I mean, there's a lot of good pieces to not only this team, but this offense, and for them to not be placed. And see, that's the whole thing. And we're talking schematics and moment in time play calls. And all of that falls in Nagy's lap, and all of that has been horrendous. So, you know, at some point there has to be something has to give. And like I said, I remember going to Cleveland and the river was on fire, and I'm thinking, man, I'm glad we get to leave here. Yeah. But to those guys are thinking, well, it wasn't that bad over there. You know, I mean, they're a pretty good team.
This game, Hamp, brought up memories of a game that you played in that I attended in 1981 at Soldier Field against Detroit, where the Bears had 24 yards of total offense in that game, 24 total net yards. They had 47 yesterday, only one net passing yard. I remember in 1981, George Halas brought back Jim Dooley to be an offensive consultant on this team, which was coached by Neil Armstrong at the time. I mean, do you need to bring somebody in from outside to look this over and get another voice in there? What do you do?
Yeah, hopefully a paramedic. You know, the one thing that I remember about that is, our defense was actually playing okay, much like what the Bears had yesterday, but the offense was going off a cliff. And the undercurrent was, okay, it's just a matter of time till Neil Armstrong and the offensive staff get fired. Well, I remember that being pretty late in the season, like this ninth game, or midway. Well, this is the third game, and now we've got to think about 14 more of them. And I don't know if there's anybody. I don't think you could, you know, get Bill Walsh, you know, to come back from the grave and fix this offense because of, again, they've got a lot of schematic flaws, but unfortunately, you know, think of an offense like a mansion, and you've got all these different rooms. And this room is the running game, and this room is the play action, and this room is the screen and speed screens. And it's almost like we refuse to go in about half the rooms. Why were we not throwing screens yesterday? I played that position, defensive line. I've been on teams where we pillaged offenses. And you know what the smart ones do? They run screens until our tongues are hanging out from making us run. And if we're not we don't have the common sense of a net to do what has been done in the game of not just pro football, but in college they did it to me. You know, they would do it. Good teams do it in high school. You have to be smart, and you can't be so myopic that you only worried about your plays, your little, you know, play calling sheet and being you and all that. Well, guess what? To be you, it ain't working so good, and somebody else needs to be taken over.
And the Browns ran some screens yesterday that worked, right, and slowed down the Bears' pass rush. What about when you give up 9 sacks in a game, though, Hamp? And Bob asked me this earlier. I mean, immediately you point fingers at the offensive line, but when there's that many sacks, it can't all be offensive line, can it?
Unfortunately, you know, here's the thing. We've all been in a situation where at the beginning, almost like a poker game, everybody's betting, a dollar. And then when you start getting the cards, next thing you're trying to go to, you know, $10, $20 a raise. But, well, same thing in football. When you start feeling that momentum, it starts to swell, and you start getting on people, and you can see and read the panic in not only the quarterback but the offensive line and then the receivers. Now you become emboldened, and you start getting up closer on the line of scrimmage. You're not letting receivers get open, and so it's not a trickle down effect. It's an avalanche effect where now you know it's almost impossible to get things turned around. And yeah, I've seen it happen. I was on, I watched. Unfortunately, it happened many, many times. All I can tell you is, those are the situational parts of football games that no coach should ever, allow happen. And that's kind of partly your job, is never let the baby be in the canoe going over the cliff. You know, you got to stop it way before it gets there. And we never, ever tried to do something to help the tackles protect. We never tried to move the pocket. We never tried to load up tight ends and then do counter viewers with the bootleg and all these different things we talk about. We never tried it. We never tried to screen. So all of this, it's not on the offense. It's on not only the play caller, but the entire offensive system. Unfortunately, it's dysfunctional. And this poor kid, that went out there back in his home state, I guess he's from Ohio, he played Ohio State. I mean, to embarrass him and truly physically whip him down, it was hard to watch. And I was very angry by the end of the game because, all we've heard for 6 months or 5 months is this is the future of the franchise. And yet, to treat him like that, leave him in there in the fourth quarter when we had no chance of winning, it was embarrassing and almost criminal. It wasn't good, guys. I have seen a lot of stuff, but that was some bad stuff yesterday.
Well, Dan, I hope you add that canoe line to your book of Danimalisms that I trust you're working on.
Baby over the falls in the canoe.
We'll talk next week.
Well, Bob, I came up yesterday with Nagyology. That's where you do the wrong thing first. And then somewhere down the road, you try to figure out what happened down the road.
Nagyology.
Figure it out. We got the Detroit Lions coming. And trust me, they're not going to be sleeping this week watching that film. They can't wait to get here.
All right. Have a good week, my friend.
All right. Go Bears.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Dan Hampton, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com.